T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
No, I mean, it was hard to tell. Like you said, he had hit a good 15th, and then, just things right away started happening. So, I'm sure he's not used to doing that. It's probably been a long time since he's thrown, 2 innings back-to-back days. It was a tough situation, but in these kind of games, you ask a lot out of guys.
That 11-pitch at-bat against Crawford, what was he able to fight off there?
Yeah, Mazza kept on attacking him. That's what you have to do. You have to keep on throwing strikes. A walk right there would be the worst thing, because then they just bunt him over, and then you're really kind of putting yourself in a bind. He made pitches, and I thought Crawford did a good job.
From Mazza, you mentioned it, but being a starter, what's the challenge of not only pitching back-to-back days, but sort of more extended outing?
It's difficult. You're not used to it, but it was a necessity tonight. I was glad he went out there and battled.
How frustrating to get that kind of night from Syndergaard.
Yeah, that's tough. I'm sure they felt frustrated at 1.2. They're feeling better than us right now. But, I thought our team showed a lot of heart. Syndergaard did a great job of pitching out of some jams early. Their guys did, too. There was a lot of base runners at third with less than two outs, and nobody got in. So it was a tough night to score runs.
What was Bumgarner able to do, not just to be that effective, but to be that efficient with his pitches?
Mixing his pitches really well. I think he wanted to go out for the 10th. I think he was over there lobbying Boach to go back out for the 10th because his pitch count was so low. But he just mixed his pitches well. The guy's a competitor. He knows how to pitch. He knows what our hitters are trying to do. He knows how to get them out. And he threw a hell of a game, too.
Was Syndergaard slider on again tonight?
Yeah. We saw it last game. It has the depth you want. He's feeling more and more confident with it, and he kind of carried that over into today, and it was really good again.
If the game kept going and Mazza had to come out, what could you have done?
J.D. Davis probably would have pitched next.
And how close were you to that?
Well, you almost got to keep the actual pitcher in there until you lose, so we just kept on checking on Maz, and then once he said he couldn't go, which I doubt he would have ever done, we'd have put JD in.
But you had told JD that he might be next.
Yeah.
Mickey, in that...
I played left.
In that 10th inning, just take us through what your thought process was with Ramos there. Did you consider pinch hitting him for Nito at any point?
Well, you know what? Nito's been swinging the bat so well when he's played. He already had a hit, one of our hits off of Madison, you got to trust that he can get it done there, and then you put Ramos up there in almost the same situation, knowing that that they might walk him, but they got to face one of our best lefties, even though it's left on left. When you got one of your most talented hitters up the plate, bases loaded, one out, you're feeling comfortable, and then you also know that they're going to have to face McNeil with two outs. Smith made really, really good pitches to both of those guys.